Good morning. Thank you for joining us today. You're listening to Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams, and as always, it is my privilege to worship the Lord with you today in the midst of His church and His people. And even though we are separated by geographical boundaries today, just know that the same Spirit that is alive in me is alive in you as you are a child of God. And so so we are always bound and united in the Spirit of God as we worship together and as we read the Word of God. I want to begin in Psalm 119 this morning. Psalm 119, starting in verse 129 and going to verse 144. Let these words sink into your spirit and your heart this morning. Your words are wonderful. No wonder I obey them. The teaching of your word gives light, so even the simple can understand. I pant with expectation, longing for your commands. Come and show me your mercy, as you do for all who love your name. Guide my steps by your word, so I will not be overcome by evil. Ransom me from the oppression of evil people. Then I can obey your commandments. Look upon me with love. Teach me your decrees. Rivers of tears gush from my eyes because people disobey your instructions. You, O Lord, you are righteous, and your regulations are fair. Your laws are perfect and completely trustworthy. I am overwhelmed with indignation, for my enemies have disregarded your words. Your promises have been thoroughly tested. That is why I love them so much. I am insignificant and despised, but I don't forget your commandments. Your justice is eternal, and your instructions are perfectly true. As pressure and stress bear down on me, I find joy in your commands, for your laws are always right. Help me to understand them so I may live. Now, as we read this morning, we see just someone who is under oppression and attack, and who's being attacked from all ends. So what he does is he holds on to what he knows is true, and what is true in his life and what is true in your life. It's the words that the Lord has already spoken. It's the Word of God. I love where it says, your promises have been thoroughly tested. That is why I love them so much. That His laws are perfect and completely untrustworthy. And before we were on this earth, the Lord knew what we needed. The Lord knew what I needed. And what I need is I need direction in my life. The Lord, in His grace and His mercy, gave us something so tangible and so practical that we find in the Word. He also gives us something so life-giving and radiant and breathing, because the Word is living and active. And then beyond that, the Lord gives us words spoken to by His Spirit in our spirits every day. He speaks to us day in and day out. He shows us the way that we should go. He knows us more than we could ever know ourselves, and He knows what we need this morning. So trust that. Trust the words of the Lord today. Don't disregard them, but take them as the finest treasure in your life, knowing that they are for your good, that they are for the glory of God, and how He wants to work those things through you and in you. So let's be lovers of the Word of God, because they ultimately bring life and healing and restoration. restoration to those who follow their words, who follow the words of the Spirit in their life. May that be you and me today. May we pant with expectation, longing for the words of the Lord. May we sit before Him and wait for His words. And He is faithful to give them. And He's doing so in this moment right now. Let the Lord speak His words of promise and life over you and instruction. And let us be people obedient to His word. Let's pray together this morning. Lord, there is nothing that I can express, Lord, that shows just my gratitude, Lord, for your word, Lord, for the things that you have given to us. Lord, thank you that your promises have been thoroughly tested. Lord, we know them to be trustworthy and true. Lord, we love you for your faithfulness. Oh, Lord, we love you for your grace and your mercy that you show us through your word. Lord, thank you, Lord, that you speak to us daily as we pursue you, as we pursue the words that you have given us. Oh, Lord, that you're speaking to us. Lord, that you're speaking direction. Lord, we confess that we need direction in our life, God. Lord, show us the way to go. Oh, Lord, show us the way to go. Show us what to do. Lord, there are so many things in my life, Lord, that without your wisdom, Lord, that without your specific direction, Lord, I will get it wrong. Oh, Lord, so show me the way to go. Show me what to do. Lord, all that we need is a word from you, God. Lord, that we are yours and that we will do whatever it is that you have for us, God. Lord, take our hearts, take our lives this morning. We are yours. We are yours, Jesus.
Still you know me, oh. Thank you.
Those things to you this morning. Use us, speak to us. We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Have your way in our hearts today. In your name we pray. Amen.